This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, March 3rd. God's word to you today is only Jesus. Our scripture reading is taken from John 10, verse 11, and it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. We often start the new year with a lot of zest, a lot of energy, and we're fired up. But sometimes, in a few weeks or 1 month, we have taken some hits and lost bearing. Fear creeps in, and we begin to doubt all that we set out to achieve. Most times, what we need is for God to realign us. Therefore, at this time of the year, we need guidance and we need reorientation more than ever before. In other words, we need a shepherd, someone to lead the way and one to shepherd us. The question to you and I today is, who is your shepherd? I pray that by the time this season is over, if the answer I'm about to give is not your answer, you will be able to say, only Jesus. I pray that when you step out of your place of devotion, and as you encounter life going forward, your response will be, only Jesus. Please read Psalms 23 verses 1 to 6. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Back in the day, every shepherd had a rod and a staff. These are the shepherd's two oldest equipments. The staff is the tool with a hook at one end, and the rod is the tool that looks like a club. The rod is used to fight the enemy of the sheep, but the staff is used on the sheep. The rod is a tool for guarding and protecting the sheep. The rod represents power and authority. The rod of Christ will guard and protect you and your family. Say amen. The staff, on the other hand, is a tool for guiding and directing the sheep. The staff represents care and compassion. You need a shepherd that will protect you and care for you. You need a shepherd that will watch over your soul. You need a shepherd. Every sheep needs a shepherd, and every shepherd has a flock. The relationship between the sheep and the shepherd is personal. The flock is so important to the shepherd that you cannot separate a shepherd from his flock. The shepherd is ready to lay his life down for his flock. You cannot afford to be a roving sheep or a floating sheep. Every sheep needs a shepherd, and every shepherd has a flock. So who is your shepherd, and which flock do you belong to? The state of the flock tells a story of the level of satisfaction of the shepherd. If there's something wrong with the flock, the shepherd is not happy. Who is your shepherd? For me, to get to the conclusion that only Jesus is my shepherd, there are a couple of things I had to ask myself, and I'm going to share them with you. These things made me conclude that only Jesus is worthy of being my shepherd. How Jesus treats his sheep made me determine that only Jesus will be my shepherd. I understand that pastors are under shepherds, but ultimately, the shepherd of our souls is Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you alone are my shepherd, and I am your sheep. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.